Once upon a time. Oh, and I should say, this is an adaptation from a story from the Bible. And I would tell you who wrote it, but nobody knows. So, once upon a time, there was a chickadee. And this chickadee had made it through a very difficult winter. And the spring was just springing like it's going to be doing in just a couple weeks. And the chickadee and all the other birds had made it out of their holes, and they were sort of shaking off their feathers. And there was this one chickadee in particular who had been living just above South Church, had made use of our little holes while we're still in the middle of this building project, and scampered up in it and was hunkered down and learned a lot that winter, listening to all these wonderful services. And it was in the middle of a existential crisis. Everything was shifting in its mind, and as soon as spring came, the chickadee came out and was thinking, I am here to serve love, I think. I've been hearing it over and over, and the chickadee was thinking, what does that even mean for me? Like, what is my path of love, and who is my neighbor deep down and truly? And was just flew down, was scampering through the garden. We were just in the midst of sprucing up the garden, getting our beautiful garden ready to go, when all of a sudden, it saw a caterpillar. A wounded caterpillar, sliced almost in half, but not quite all the way in half, but really, really wounded hard in the middle of its side, kind of like wriggling just a little bit right off the path there on the side of the church. And the chickadee swooped down near it, and the chickadee was really more fond of seeds and plant life anyway, but there was something deep down in its bird brain that saw this wriggling little beast and thought it was just juicy and delicious and thought maybe he should just eat it. But the closer he came to it, he thought, no, that's not what I'm about to do. And the caterpillar was looking up at him, was just terrified, and the caterpillar had a very difficult day. We should not even say earlier in that day, before the chickadee had even come around, two other caterpillars had come by. And the one that kind of actually knew him, was from a very similar part of the tree, was huge and fat and almost ready to go into his chrysalis and cocoon and become a butterfly. And the huge and fat caterpillar was lumbering past the wounded caterpillar and stopped to look. And he thought, oh, I'd love to help you, but I am so full. I can't even move. I'm sure somebody else is going to come along. It's even too hard to just say this much. I gotta go. And he lumbered back off and sure enough went up a tree, wrapped himself in a cocoon, and began his whole process. And the other caterpillar that came by not far after came and looked and went, oof, look at you. You're split almost in half. This is nasty. And the caterpillar lying on the ground said, yeah, no, I'm aware. Little help? And the upper caterpillar said, nah, you know, there's all these chickadees around. And I'm sure you're going to offer pretty good cover. So I'm actually going to hang out really close to here. So any birds that come by, they're going to eat you first. And I'm just really grateful for you and all you're giving for me. That caterpillar scampered off. And so already, both those things had happened just in the same day. So by the time the chickadee came down, the caterpillar was like, oh, forget this day. But the strangest thing happened. The chickadee kind of nestled down next to him, sort of pushed his little split body back together and plucked out a couple little very, very, very soft little feathers from the bottom of the chickadee, sort of impromptu wrapped a little bandage and hoisted it up onto its back. And the caterpillar was very confused, had no idea what was going on, and the chickadee flew back in through a door, through a crack in the roof, which we're going to fix sometime soonish, and flew up and settled down. And there it tended to that caterpillar. And the caterpillar didn't speak the same language, so there wasn't a whole lot of chatting. But other chickadees could smell the caterpillar that was near, and they would come by, and they would want to eat it. And the chickadee, who had saved the caterpillar, said, no. This is more than a caterpillar. This is your neighbor. And the chickadee was like, forget you, man! We got to go into a different building. Let's go over to the library or some other place. Forget about this love path blooming. But the chickadee who had saved the caterpillar felt something different. Begin that year, and then on after, and on after. It's a big question, especially right now. Especially in our world, where people are suffering. And the question is, we know that our neighbors are our neighbor, the people around us, all the people that we love here at South Church. But in the widest part of the world, it's a question. Who is our neighbor? And who is deserving of our love? I'm pretty sure it's a lot of folks. It might even be everybody.